Finally, after 45 minutes, he scowled another clerk into announcing him again, and this time he was signaled to enter. Numpf had nothing on his desk but a saucepan of Kerbango. He was looking at the mountain view through the canopy wall. Turl scratched his belt to make a small noise. Numpf eventually turned around and gave him an absent look.
The demonstration you ordered can take place right away. Everything is already your plenitude.
Does this have a project number?
Said Numpf. Turl hastily made up a number.
Project 39A. Your plenitude.
I thought that had to do with new site recruitment.
Turl had saved himself by adding an A, which no projects had.
That was probably 39. This is 39A. Substitution of personnel.
Oh, yes. Transferring more personnel from home.
No, your plenitude. You remember the animal, of course.
Recollection cut into Numpf's fog.
Ah, yes. The animal.
And he just sat there. Leverage, leverage, thought Turl. He had no leverage on this old fool. He had combed the offices inside and out and could find none. The home office had merely said he was the uncle of Nipe, assistant director of accounting for secondary planets. All this meant, apparently, was that he had his job by influence and was a known incompetent. At least, that was all Turl could make out of it. Obviously, Numpf was not going to stir. Turl could see his plans crumbling. He would wind up just vaporizing that damned animal and forgetting it, and all for lack of leverage. Behind his impassive face, Turl was thinking so hard sparks were flashing internally.
I'm afraid,
said Numpf.
Hastily,
Turl interrupted. Don't let him say it. Don't let him condemn me to this planet. The inspiration was on his lips in a miraculous bypass of his thinking.
Have you heard from your nephew lately?
He said. He meant it socially. He was about to add a lie that he had known Nipe in school. But the effect was out of proportion. Numpf jerked forward and looked at him closely. It was not much of a jerk, but it was enough. There was something there. Turl said nothing. Numpf kept looking at him, seeming to wait. Was Numpf afraid? He had started to say so, but that was a figure of speech.
There's no reason to be afraid of the animal,
said Turl, smoothly, easily, deliberately misinterpreting things.
It doesn't bite or scratch.
Numpf just kept on sitting there. But what was that in his eyes?
You ordered the demonstration, and it's already your plenitude.
Ah, yes. The demonstration.
If you'll just get a mask and come outside.
Ah, yes. Of course.
The intergalactic head of the planet drank off the Kerbango in steady gulps, got up, and took his face mask off the wall. He went into the hall and signaled some of his staff to put on their breathe masks and follow. And then, with many slit-eyed, darting glances at Turl, he walked with him to the outside air. A mystified Turl was jubilant, nevertheless. The old fellow positively reeked with fear. The plan was going to come off.